Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Okay, great to have you back on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now to bring in the best in the business. And that is Brad Nessler. It was so great to see you on Saturday night. Great to have you back in town.
Hey, man. It was great to see you, too, Steve. And thanks for that bang-up job on the whiteout thing in our pregame show before the game. That was awesome.
Let's give Blake all the credit. He's the one that did all the hard work. But thank you for the kind words, okay?
The guys loved it in the pregame. That was super.
That's great. Let's get to... what you saw. It was a whiteout. You got to see Penn State firsthand. What were your impressions of both as you sat there and watched it play out?
Well, you know, you're never really sure until you see somebody in person if you think you're that good or you have a feeling that Penn State was good. Iowa's not, so right. You got to take that into account too, and the weather had something to do with it. But let's put it this way. I've seen from the beginning of this season, I saw Ohio State first week, Michigan second week, Georgia third week, and Penn State in the fourth week. So I've seen four of the top six teams as far as the top 25 goes. And Penn State, if they play like they did the other night, and any of those other teams even has like their B game and not their A game, Penn State can win them all. I came back and I watched the Falcons on Sunday with buddies of mine. And they had taken in, a lot of the Notre Dame, the Ohio State game. They saw me do the Michigan game the week before. They always complain about Georgia, so you got to take that into account. And so I said, okay, you've kind of seen them all. What do you think? And one of my buddies sitting next to me said, if Georgia plays like they did against UAB, Penn State would kick their ass. So I gotta go with what my friends say sometimes because I can't see all the games at the same time. Right. I was really impressed, Steve, especially the defense. And Andrew, not a lot of big downfield things, but he's got a really nice arm, and he is really poised for how young he is. And great game by him.
Yeah, look, Gary knows the quarterback position as well as anybody on the planet. What were some of the impressions you got from him about what he thought about Drew Aller and how he plays the game?
Well, you know, we got a chance to spend probably half an hour with him on Friday, and so he's impressive, just as you know, better than anybody, as you know, just an impressive physical specimen. His personality and everything is perfect. Doesn't really get rattled. I talked to him about it. You ever nervous? Never. All I want to do is play. I just love football. I don't get nervous. I just want to go out with the guys and play, you know. So that's a good start. When you're 6'4", 240 pounds, and you got an arm like he has, that's a good thing. Gary loved the fact that he got himself in position pretty much every time in lousy conditions to make a good throw, you know, get his feet square and his shoulders square, and where he was aiming, it was going. And then I think overall, just a few of the throws he made, and sometimes Gary and I don't talk about it until either after the game, and we didn't ride together after the game. So we just look at each other, and our eyebrows go up, and that means there's some arm talent that you don't see every day. So, we had quite a few of those where we looked at each other and the eyebrows went up.
In doing the SEC for years, you have seen quality across the board, especially defenses that can run. Georgia's defense can run. Alabama's defense has always been able to run. Even Texas A&M, LSU. You watched Penn State the other night. Did you see the kind of team speed or the ability to play fast that you see in the SEC?
Yeah, for sure. I think the guys are built a little different, though. Elise and some of the guys on the inside are SEC-type size guys. And maybe I get thrown off by the numbers that the defenders wear now. I mean, Chop Robinson can play any place, and he's going to be playing in the NFL, and there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right.
And Abdul Carter coming around the corner and off the edge, just super. I mean, all those guys are going to be NFL players, and so if they can play in the NFL, they can obviously play in the SEC. But right. I know what you're asking. I just think there's still some bulk that I think I saw at Michigan a little bit. I thought some of their interior defensive linemen were bigger. But your guys are probably faster, and that makes up for a lot of it, man. When you have the moves that Chop does and Carter does and Curtis Jacobs does, and you don't have to always be 360 pounds. I mean, George has had a few of those guys, and they're all playing for the Eagles. So, or a lot of them are. But, there's a little bit difference, I think, in how they're built, but not how they play. I mean, your guys get around quickly, and they're really, really impressive.
I think you've got, Georgia-Auburn this week, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How interested are you to see what Auburn looks like with Hugh Freeze in charge compared to what we were seeing before when you and I were both down there, for example, when Penn State played Auburn with Brian Harsin last year?
Yeah, it might be back to the future. I'm not quite sure what he's going to do because Peyton Thorne had a terrible game at Texas A&M. I don't know if they want to. They tried everything. They tried three quarterbacks last week, and none of them worked. And, Robbie Ashford at least gave Georgia some fits last year with his running ability.
You're right.
So I think we might see both those guys again. So I'm not sure we're going to see quite what Hugh wants eventually. They're definitely a work in progress, and they didn't make any progress last week, let's put it that way. But they've had brighter moments in the first 3 weeks of the season against lesser competition. And they got to hang their hat on that and the fact that they're at home at Jordan-Hare because it could get ugly early if, they don't play better than they did against A&M.
What's the impression you've had of Carson Beck? I mean, you had George, I think, once this year. So what's been your impression of him? Because Stetson Bennett had been there for a long time.
Carson, he's been there 3 years, so he knows the system. He knows they're running the same plays, I think. Kirby Smart's already getting grief about Mike Bobo, but that's from the fans. when you lose Todd Monken and you win two national championships and you have Stetson Bennett running around making plays, everybody starts questioning things right away. They're running the same plays, and they started to work, last week against UAB because they got Brock Bowers involved, and when he gets involved, good things happen. But Carson's a lot more in the drop back, stay in the pocket mold, although he scored a couple touchdowns on the ground already this year. And he told me last week, I'm more athletic than people give me credit for. And I believed him because he had a really nifty touchdown run against South Carolina. And then he had another short one last week. But pocket passer guy, not as big as Drew, maybe as tall as Drew Aller, but not nearly as heavy. And really good arm, good grasp of the system. I think he's just going to get better every week. I mean, he threw for 338 and three touchdowns with no interceptions last week, and he only played three quarters. So pretty cool dude, and also a confident guy that he admitted that his first game he was nervous. He thought he was going to lose his cookies on the field before the game. But he calmed down in week two and three, and last week probably played his best game. So he's fine. He's just a little different guy. He doesn't give him quite as many RPO options as Stetson Bennett did. But other than that, they aren't too much different on offense.
I mean, obviously, you've been around Kirby Smart enough to see how he goes about his business. And part of that, of course, is an offshoot of being with Nick Saban. When you're around him and how he approaches a game week, what impresses you about him?
Attention to detail, just like Nick, basically. Prepared for just about everything, and he'll tell you that, by the way.
yeah, he'll make a point of it.
you know, you and I have talked about Kirby before. I always kid around by Kirby because I've been waiting now, 10 years. He was defensive coordinator at Alabama, an eighth year in his head coach at Georgia, and I'm still trying to find a question where he doesn't question me back. So I don't know anything about football compared to Kirby, but no, he's just very detailed. He doesn't miss much. Obviously, he and his staff are great recruiters, and you don't win two championships in a row without having a whole bunch of five-star guys that you create into seven-star guys by the time they go on to the NFL. They got a lot of talent, and they know how to coach it really well, and I'll give him credit. In 100 games, he's won 85 of them. That's the best winning percentage for through 100 games in SEC history, and that's one better than the guy that mentored him. So when you think about the good coaches in the SEC and he's won more through 100 games than anybody else, he's doing something right.
Yeah, he's doing a lot right, and so have you, despite the fact that Kirby Smart questions you on every question. You're still doing a lot of things right.
There's a lot of coaches that don't like my questions. I don't care, really. At this point, Kirk Ferentz said to us last week, and I can't say it on your show, but he talked about, you know, what's the difference between now and 25 years being the head coach, and he said, right now I want to win, but other than that, I don't really give a...
So. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, you are the best. It is just great to know that CBS is back with the Big Ten. That means more trips to see you.
More ice cream, my friend. I'll see you next time up there.
See you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it, Steve. See you.
The great Brad Nessler.